You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Covestor Radio, a show about money, milestones, and investing for your future. Today, once again, we are with Kimberly Klaus, Advisory Board Chair and Chief Client Advocate at Covestor, a registered investment advisor and online marketplace for investing. Today, Kimberly will be talking about investing and specifically alpha and beta. Kimberly, welcome once again to Covestor Radio.
Oh, thank you, Eric. Thank you.
First of all, Kimberly, in prior Covestor Radio shows, we've discussed risk. How do alpha and beta fit in?
Well, I've been working with investors for years, as you know, and I'm often asked about alpha and beta. These terms are often misunderstood, but very important investment concepts. I've occasionally been asked, you know, isn't beta what came before VHS? And don't you mean the beta fish, which is a fighting fish? And, of course, people think of alpha, you know, in terms of alpha males and, individuals, social animals with high rank. So, in the investment world, beta and alpha are measurements of investment risk, and they're very important concepts related to investment evaluation and investment decision making.
Now, what does beta tell an investor?
Beta tells an investor how volatile an investment is relative to the market. Beta is a measurement of the sensitivity of a portfolio to the market. And the sensitivity is calculated by comparing a particular investment's return over a certain time period to its relevant benchmark index. And, you know, common benchmarks are, you know, the S&P 500, the Russell 1000 on domestic equities, and then there's some, pretty well-used fixed income indices as well. A beta of 1, beta is, right? So the S&P 500 index has a beta of 1. So a portfolio that exactly tracks the fluctuations of the market would also have a beta of 1. To take this a step further, a fund with a beta of less than 1 should be less volatile than the market, or rather has historically been less volatile than the market. And conversely, a beta with more than 1 would be more volatile than the market. So let's say there's a beta of 1.2 for a specific investment. What that means is that the fund's returns have fluctuated 20% more than the fund's benchmark. And this assumes no other factors are affecting the fund's performance. So if the market had excess gains of 10% and the investment's beta is 1.2, the investment should have excess gains of 12%. Beta is really only useful in comparison to a relevant benchmark.
Now, we just looked at beta. What does alpha tell an investor?
Alpha essentially tells an investor what value did the portfolio manager add. So alpha measures the portion of an investment, the portion of an investment's return arising from non-market risk. And remember, beta was a measure of volatility relative to the market. Alpha is looking at what percentage of the return arises from risk that's not just general market risk. So alpha measures the difference between a portfolio's actual returns and the return that you might expect to get given a certain level of risk. And positive alpha means that portfolio has exceeded expectations, and a negative alpha means that it has underperformed. And alpha can be a product of manager skill or luck, and a lot of investment analysts spend quite a bit of time trying to figure out if alpha is in fact due to skill or luck.
Today we are with Kimberly Klaus, Advisory Board Chair and Chief Client Advocate at Covestor, a registered investment advisor and online marketplace for investing on Covestor Radio, a show about money milestones and investing for your future here on EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Kimberly, how are these concepts applied in evaluating investments?
Well, what you want to know as an investor is whether or not you were compensated for the additional risk that you assumed when you bought a particular investment. So let's go through an example. So let's assume, you know, Acme, right? Acme stock has a return of 12% for the year and a beta of 1.5. Okay. And the benchmark for Acme is the S&P 500, which was up 10% during the period. So that beta of 1.5 implies volatility 50% greater than the benchmark. Therefore, the stock should have had a return of 15% to compensate for the additional risk taken by owning this higher risk investment, right? So the benchmark returned 10%. We've got a beta of 1.5. So what that says is we would have expected the stock to return 15%. However, the stock only had a return of 12%. 3% lower than the rate of return needed to really compensate for that additional risk. So in this case, the alpha for the stock would be negative 3. It would be 12 minus 15. And what that measure tells us is that this was not a good investment. Even though the return was higher than the benchmark, it wasn't high enough to compensate for the risk.
In conclusion, any closing thoughts or a final tip on the topic of alpha and beta, especially in regards to investing?
Yeah, so we've scratched the surface on these concepts, you know, and there are a number of other investment concepts that we'll be discussing in future shows. So we've scratched the surface, and alpha and beta are very, very important measurements of how much risk an investor wants to assume, is willing to assume, and whether or not whether or not he or she is compensated for that risk. And beta, it's a historical measure, right? It's a historical measure of volatility. And alpha is also a historical measure of an asset's return on investment compared to the, let's say, the risk-adjusted return. So, you know, as with everything, past performance is no guarantee of future results, and these are factors that should be considered in evaluating investments, but there are other factors as well.
Great information, Kim, as always. Thanks for joining us once again here on Covestor Radio.
Thank you, Eric.
We've been speaking with Kimberly Klaus, Advisory Board Chair and Chief Client Advocate at Covestor, a registered investment advisor and online marketplace for investing. We do thank you for joining us once again on this episode of Covestor Radio, a show about money milestones and investing for your future. And for more information, simply visit Covestor.com. Join us next time for another episode of Covestor Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, and this has been Eric Dye.
This is the ePodcast Network.